This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. The Parliament has passed the Merchant Shipping Bill 2024 with the Rajya Sabha approving it yesterday. This bill will replace the Merchant Shipping Act 1958. The bill amends the law relating to merchant shipping to ensure compliance with countries' obligation under the maritime treaties and international instruments to which India is a party. It will also ensure the development of Indian shipping and efficient maintenance of Indian mercantile marine in a manner best suited to serve the national interest. Union Minister for Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbananda Sonowal, said the present act is no longer adequate to realize the country's developmental vision and address the contemporary challenges of the maritime sector.
The welfare and well-being of seafarers and the safety and security of ship which minimize disruptions of the marine environment are the two most prominent areas in the regulatory framework for maritime sector. The bill puts greater focus on ensuring safety in navigation and safety of life, protection of marine environment, emergency preparedness and response to marine incidents.
The Parliament also passed the readjustment of representation of scheduled tribes in assembly constituencies of the State of Goa Bill 2025 with the Rajya Sabha approving it yesterday. The bill was passed in the Lok Sabha last week. Replying to the discussion, Union Minister of Law and Justice Arjun Ram Meghwal said, as population of the scheduled tribes community has increased, it is necessary to grant reservation to ST in the Goa State Assembly. The Lok Sabha passed the National Sports Governance Bill 2025 and the National Anti-Doping Bill 2025 amid opposition protest over the special intensive revision exercise conducted in Bihar. The bill seeks to provide for recognition of national sports bodies and regulate their functioning. The bill provides for establishing of National Olympic Committee, National Paralympic Committee and National and Regional Sports Federations for each designated sport. The bill empowers the central government to establish a national sports board and provides for constituting a national sports tribunal to adjudicate sports-related disputes. The Taxation Laws Amendment Bill 2025 and the Income Tax No. 2 Bill 2025 were also passed by the Lok Sabha yesterday by a voice vote. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman moved these legislations amidst protest by the opposition members. Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan transferred 3,900 crore rupees through direct benefit transfer to over 35 lakh farmers under Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana in Jhunjhunu, Rajasthan yesterday. In this, an amount of 1,400 crore rupees was transferred to 9.7 lakh farmers of the state. Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma and Union Minister of State for Agriculture Bhagirath Chaudhary were also present on the occasion. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Chauhan reaffirmed the centre's commitment to doubling farmers' incomes. The Supreme Court has issued strong directions to control the menace of dog bites and rabies in the National Capital Territory of Delhi to immediately catch and sterilize stray dogs and relocate them permanently to shelters. The court warned that any person or group obstructing this drive will face legal action. Authorities are also allowed to use force if necessary. The court said stray dogs must not be released into public areas once picked up. These directions came in a Suomoto case based on reports of stray dog attacks on children. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has congratulated all security forces, Sri Amarnath Shrine Board, Jammu Kashmir Administration and voluntary organizations for their contribution in making Sri Amarnath Yatra safe and smooth. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that this year, more than 4.14 lakh devotees visited Sri Amarnath, a symbol of unbroken tradition and faith of Indian culture, to have darshan of Baba Barfani. He said that the contribution of all in making this holy pilgrimage successful was commendable and unique. The Election Commission has rejected claims of political parties including Congress, RJD and Congress leader Rahul Gandhi on special intensive revision. In a series of fact checks on social media, the poll body said that pure electoral rolls strengthen democracy. It also shared all documents related to SIR and its key findings of the enumeration phase. The commission also shared its daily bulletins related to SIR in Bihar. And that is the end of this news bulletin.